The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
You know what it is?
What is it, Jay Mays?
It's episode 500, y'all.
Hail to the 500. Motherfucker. Yeah. ¿Cómo te dice en español 500?
500.
500. My peoples.
Así, así.
Los peoples. 500.
¿Cómo se dice idiot, asshole, fuckboy?
You're listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
Come on, te dice en español, idioto.
Jay Smooth.
Sí, mami.
No, that's how you say it.
No, nigga.
You agree. You said, sí, mami. You said yes.
See, fuck that. Yes, I guess we need get a
that's
chance.
That's what happens when you start forging out into the fucking languages you don't know nothing about.
I do a lot. I used to fuck a Mexican, for just a split second.
A Mexican or a Latino?
A Mexican.
Okay.
A Mexican. It's a little different between Latino and Mexican. Mexican got bad
A Latino,
bodies.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. A Latina.
No, nigga. Nah. No, nigga. No, nigga. Yeah. Yeah, you said it right. Yeah.
Hey, J-Mac, we didn't even get a chance to introduce our motherfucking honorary guest. She just go to talking this shit. You know what I'm saying? But I did reach out to her and just hit her
with
something.
But hold on. We can't do that yet, though. Right. First of all, we have to talk about the fact that to all our new listeners, right, you have entered in half a billion.
Half a stack.
No.
Half a thousand.
Episode 5.
That's half a stack.
100.
That's half a stack.
We've been doing this shit a long time, man.
Bro, that's half a stack.
We are so seasoned.
Come on.
We are so veteran.
We are.
We've been fucking y'all for 500 shows.
What? No, John, not Jay Smooth, though. Jay Smooth is like, what, 440?
Ooh, 420.
Jay Smooth, like 4.
404.
Nigga, you keep going down. Nigga, no. Nigga, hey, I'm still. Nigga, hey, look, I was with y'all.
No,
in
you
my
didn't
want to.
You didn't want to be part of this.
He's like, spirit?
I'm done with y'all niggas.
So your spirit is why those shows are so much better.
Yeah. I mean, it just all depends on the listener.
The only time Jay Smooth ever listened to the show is when he was mad at us and quit.
I'm telling you.
If you guys are new to the show and you don't know what we're talking about, you have to go back and listen to the archive. You got to become a premium listener.
You know what's crazy? That's not a thing anymore. You remember how when we first started Slack, everybody that came in new, was new to the show, would go back and start at episode 1.
No.
And work their way through
it's
now.
It's too fucking far.
500 episodes.
It's too far. People ain't doing
plus
that.
Plus the what we learns.
It's some good shit back there, though.
But what do you think, when do you think people started saying fuck that? Like, they're like,
they were saying it then. Right. You remember? They was like,
No, most people would be like,
it was like 160. They were like,
I'm binging, you know, trying to, you know, go back and find shit.
I feel like Netflix. I feel like Netflix. But what's up, Kit? Kit's back in the house.
Hey, guys, it's Kit.
She came back from vacation, right?
Yeah. She just got back. I got back last week. She just got back.
Nigga, I've been here.
That's what's up.
Oh, I want to mention, though. I want to say this at the beginning of the show. From now on, what we learned will be available to all you cheapskates, too. So y'all can figure out what we did this week, even if you don't pay a premium price. You see how we give back at 500? We've matured.
Yes, 500 is like we're turning into fucking Jay-Z. Yeah, Jay-Z, you didn't hear about that? The family that got fucked over by the police where they were in Phoenix and they had the guns drawn on them for shoplifting and shit. And it's like, I'll shoot you and shit. He's paying for their lawyer.
How does that make us like Jay-Z?
We're philanthropists.
We're givers. It's about giving now.
Yeah, it's about giving.
What's a philanthropist?
Google it.
No, we still need new subscribers. So I don't
know, but just for the you know.
We're not philanthropic yet. We still need your love.
Just for the what we learn.
Right.
It's a lost leader is what they call it in business.
Mm.
Philanthropic.
Philanthropic. Philanthropic.
It starts with a P.
I know. Yeah, P-H. P-H.
Yeah. Just think like so you can remember it, probably something like philanthrobin.
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 Yeah. J-Mac, I see you haven't learned 500 shows. You still doing that bullshit.
No, I think, you know what? I think,
I honestly, thought you would have matured by now.
I have a new goal.
What's that?
To fight you by episode 1000.
So can we just make this happen now? We still have the boxing gloves. Like, they still exist here.
Episode 1000. What I couldn't accomplish in the first 500.
Right, you got to double down.
I'm trying to get done in the last 500.
So you try to fight. Every time you try to fight, I'm going to jump right, wrap my legs around you, hold on to you.
Okay.
You know what's crazy?
Just
gay. It's going to be gay.
You like being gay?
And I'm going to kiss you, J-Mac.
That's what you want to do, is kiss a man?
So episode 500 is 501.
You finally coming out?
Hey, 500 is where the real is, huh?
I'm going to wrap my legs around you and kiss you?
Yeah, I'm going to kiss you, J-Mac.
Yeah.
Why not, J-Mac?
That's what you want to do? Hold on. That's what you want to do?
He can't fight me if I do that to him.
Yes, he can.
I keep kissing him on the cheek.
He absolutely can
kiss him on the side of his forehead.
Absolutely can still fight you.
I feel like he's forcing... Oh, where is that at? Is that in there somewhere?
I kiss you on both your eyeballs.
Can you just do it?
Huh?
Just do it. Just get up.
Yeah, get on
the Slack. I'll put it in the Slack. If you're not in the Slack, sorry.
Kiss him right on his mouth right now.
Yeah. Whoa.
He was just wiping his mouth before the show. So
if he wasn't, you would have did it, though.
He had white shit in the corner.
Right. Like, is that what he's saying? Is that what he's saying?
If you didn't have white shit in the corners, I might have thought about it, J-Mac.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
I don't believe you. So if I go get... you go get if I go get a washcloth right now...
No, if you had one before the show, I probably would have did it. Since you ain't have it then.
Wow.
See, you got to prep before the show. It's show prep, J-Mac.
I don't want a show prep,
that white shit in the corner, my nigga. That shit look nasty.
I'm
going to
keep it there, my nigga. As long as it make you not want to kiss me.
Just kiss him on his nose.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. You do got a nice
Yo,
nose,
what's happening?
That's your boy, man. That's y'all boy.
I feel like I'm in the twilight zone.
No, it's 500 and he's been waiting.
This is a normal zone.
He's been waiting to come on out.
J-Mac, this is like a rerun of one of the beginning shows.
I don't remember that show. Shit.
I sure don't.
You know what I'm saying?
You do remember, when he was acting hella gay, talking about how he loved me and shit.
Really? Go rub his bulge.
Nah, don't do
What's
that,
a bulge?
Oh. What's a bulge?
Nigga talking about in his print said,
nah. This nigga played dumb real quick. Huh? Nah, what's a bulge?
You was just talking about kissing him in his mouth.
What's a bulge?
Nigga, if I touch that nigga wood, nigga, and then I commit, I'm committed. That means I am gay. You know what I'm saying? Kissing ain't really gay.
Y'all said kissing a man in his mouth is not gay.
You said that
everybody got. I need to mark this minute. What minute is this? 7. Okay.
Hey, y'all said that everybody got a little bit of gay. A little bit of gay.
So when was the last time you weren't gay with another man?
Never.
Meaning kissing. Well, hold on. So you're saying you've never not been gay with another man?
I've never been gay.
I asked you.
I've never been with a man.
Listen to the question.
You'll be my
when's
first.
When's the last time you've not been gay with a man?
When the last time I'm not?
Because you said kissing was not gay.
Always.
You said kissing was not gay.
Always.
So you always kiss other men?
No.
You said kissing was not men. You're not gay, I mean.
Look, I'll take my chastity belt off just for you.
Mm. Okay. I reached out to O-Dub. O-Dub is celebrating his birthday this weekend in Florida, and he didn't make it back yet.
Okay. That sounds like
I think he probably has to do like some...
time in jail?
No.
Zigzagging.
He has to let the feds know when he crosses the line.
I thought you were going
to
say like some drop stops, you know what I mean? Where you get, pulls up at the thing, hops into another car, fucking tail drops.
Another name. If you don't know who O-Dub is, listeners, you just started listening to this probably. You've been listening since 400, I'd say. He hadn't been in since about maybe beginning of 400.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. Maybe a
little bit more.
Guess who our guest is next week?
Who's that?
Snowflake.
What?
Damn, that's beginning.
What if them legs going to be any darker?
I understand.
You didn't see them in the Slack room?
Uh-uh. Mm. Were they dark?
No. That's why
I'm
saying.
Leave my friend alone.
Dirty or dark?
They pale.
Huh?
Bright.
Oh, I thought you said dark.
Yeah, I was hoping that maybe.
Because they're pale now?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was another reference to.
She was giving, real credence to the name Snowflake.
I thought it was a reference to not washing her legs. I took a shower today. I went to the gym after work.
Okay.
I took a shower. I didn't wash my legs or my feet. Are you mad at me?
No, what does that have to do with anything?
Are you mad at me, Jason?
Are your legs pale or something?
No. There's in the Slack room, they've been trying to joke me saying that.
Why aren't you washing your legs?
When you're at work, when do you wash your hands?
After I touch everything.
All the time.
No,
if
no,
I
no.
Shake
no,
people's hands.
Shake people's
anytime,
hands.
Anytime they get dirty.
Dirty, okay. Well, my legs didn't get fucking dirty. Why would I wash something that's not dirty? When do you wash your hands when they're not dirty? Name a time.
Okay, when you get in the shower, do you wash your arms? Yes.
No.
Yes, you do. Everybody freaking washes their
arms.
You're
supposed to. I do.
You
I
wash your all stomach. My shit.
Here's what I
is
no,
your stomach
I don't.
Dirty?
Well,
my nigga, what are you doing in the shower?
The hot spots. Here's what, like, what's up?
The active areas.
This nigga saying no to everything.
Here's
like,
what I'm telling you.
There's got
to
be something you in there washing, my nigga.
I'm
going
to tell you.
Why are you in the shower for more than 2 minutes?
This isn't a white thing. This is just a logic thing.
Okay.
This is what I wash. Okay. Every single day. I wash my hair every single day. I wash my face every single day. I wash my beard every single day.
Okay.
From there, it goes down to the pits, cut the core.
That's the active
underarms,
area.
Underarm, the pits, crotch area, including the dick and the balls, and the ass crack. That's it. What else? Why are you washing your knee? What the fuck did your knee touch?
My nigga, that's...
My knee doesn't shit. It doesn't pee. It doesn't have any hair on it to stink like
it's
that.
It's soap scum that run down it and all that shit.
That's
man,
what the water's for.
Shit.
Water runs
that
off.
Nigga. Fuck that. I got to bend down and wash
have
that
you
shit,
seen,
nigga.
Have you seen the water after it rinses off the glass in the shower?
Uh-huh.
That shit don't just come off. You got to scrub
with
that
what?
Shit off. With more soap. Another cleaner.
More soap than what gets that soap off.
That's what rent water. You ain't never used that
with a washcloth.
A washcloth because what? What does your knee do that was so filthy that you need to wash it with a washcloth?
You need to. There's like dead skin. There's all type of shit that needs to get off of you. Wash your fucking body.
I don't kneel. I don't do a lot of kneeling.
So this
I don't know what y'all do.
This is what's happening, man.
What's up?
When I was a kid, and I used to not want to take baths. I used to do a fake trick, like fill the tub and let the water run over the ivory bar.
Okay, I'm not that. Scared so, of
to make
shower.
The water
listen,
go gray.
Listen, yeah,
I'm not
and then
running.
We have
from...
a film all the way around it. So then when I got out, it looked like I
yo,
took
yo, kids
about...
are nasty.
I'm not running from a shower.
I'm not. Listen, listen.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you about the soap film.
What is that? That's on a tub. Your body and a tub are not the same thing. Your body is porous. A tub is not fucking porous. Huh? Stop it. The stuff that you're saying is irrelevant for
no.
a body.
Soap buildup.
No, on a body, it's not the same.
You gonna
as
have
it is
to.
On a tub.
You gonna need CLR in a minute.
My nigga.
Oh my
hey,
god.
Hey, look. If your legs shining when them bitches come out of the shower, you didn't watch good because it should be a little ashy.
It's like every. I think it's like every 36 days. I think every 36 days you have a new layer of skin, something like that. Every 36 days.
Well, fuck that. If you ain't washed the old one off, my nigga, this build up.
It doesn't work that
I don't
way.
Know.
It's going to be a whole human.
It doesn't
feel
work
right.
that way. I don't care.
And what's weird is that he's a very clean person.
I'm very
what
clean.
What are you conserving?
Very clean. No.
Huh?
What are you conserving?
It's just an unnecessary thing. First of all.
Even the arms. You don't do none of this shit.
The natural bacteria that accumulates on your body is good for you.
Okay. Do you wash your feet?
I mean, the water washes them. I'm not putting my hands on my feet.
No, your feet sweat and all that shit. So,
When do my feet sweat?
In your shoes.
In the sock when you're working out. Did you
when
say
I
you
work out.
Gym? You said you went to the gym, right?
Today I did.
Okay, so that's what I thought.
So I figure all the soap that hit my body also hit my feet. That's like a quadruple.
That's how my car, I paid $20 a month for a car wash like that. they just spray that motherfucker really good and... kind of just let shit just run over top of
quintuple amount of soap that my body got hit my feet.
It's touchless.
All I'm saying is that I feel like it's dirtier for me to put my hands on my feet than it is for me just let the water wash my feet. They're getting wet the whole time. Mm. Their soap's hitting them all the whole time. My feet don't stink. I can put my foot in front of your face right
logic,
now.
Oh,
when you
but
dry
it
off
just
though, you dry
feels
off.
Like
I dry my feet. Yeah, and see that's where the dead skin goes. There's no reason to wash a leg that it's not dirty.
So do you
that's
use
dumb.
A new towel every time?
No.
So then you're putting that dead skin back on you?
I don't know if that's the way that it works. That's what I'm saying. A dead skin, it becomes air. It becomes dust in the air. You breathe it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's not on your towel.
No, it doesn't stay on your towel.
Well,
what I'm
why
saying.
Not?
Because it becomes particles.
It.
It becomes particles
towel?
In the air.
You
it
shake
just
your
does.
Towel?
It just does.
It doesn't.
And
just...
I don't use a towel for 7 months, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not.
What's the longest?
A week, maybe.
Week.
Maybe a week. Because, towels start smelling after a while.
Yeah.
So you use the same towel that
all
you
that
wipe,
dead skin.
Wipe the crack of your ass with? You wipe your body with that same towel?
Yes. I don't really wash the crack of my... Wipe the crack
but
of my
you,
ass with
face. I was about to tell you, because I remember we had this conversation like episode 5.
And I said I didn't, right?
Right.
Yeah, I don't really wipe the crack of my ass with my towel.
Hey, new
what
listeners,
you wipe
you're
it
welcome.
With?
That, soap? That's a...
Huh?
What you washing it with? Soap or you let the soap run down in there?
In my ass?
Yeah.
I use my hand. This hand right here to wipe. I'm shaking his hand right now, y'all. I use these fingers.
Why is this nigga shaking my hand?
Why is he faking like he don't want you to touch it? Why he would?
I use these fingers.
He's still holding it, guys. Hey, listen. The whole time, Jay Smooth was doing that. Let me go.
Hey, look, Jay Man. No, because I was like, why does this nigga reach and shake my hand like I got the answer right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I use those fingers right there. I use soap. I'm gonna do the whole thing. What are you smelling?
Well, do we need? Wait a minute.
Why is this nigga smelling his fingers right
now? It's happening, bro.
You said that's
what are you smelling for?
Nigga, see if my hand smell like ass. You say that's the hand that you wipe your ass with.
If it did,
J Mac, if by mistake you touch my asshole, right? Just by mistake.
Are you gonna sniff your finger?
What vintage is that?
Smell your
nigga. Hey, J Mac, don't get the fuck out of here. You just smelled your ass. You don't touch a bitch ass or her pussy and shit like that.
Somebody that you're intimate with, look
at what he's comparing it to.
After you touch a girl's butt.
Right, he's trying to compare it to what I would do to a female.
Jamie Mac, let's just say right here I squatted and took a shit and you had to clean it up, right? You had to grab it with your hand.
Little bit on my finger.
Are you going like, to smell your hand?
Right, after it gets, oh, hold on, what that's like?
No, I'm telling you, this is the way you should wash. You only
No. Are you just gonna let your boy just let him do his thing? Let him say what do you got to say, Jay Swoo? Tell us
what I mean. You have to wash your ass.
No.
I do wash my.
I want you to talk about.
You guys don't dry your butts.
I do.
With a towel?
The butthole? No.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not your butthole, but I thoroughly dry my butt crack. I can't have a wet booty after a shower.
I'm drying everything, kid, and I'm washing
it
all of
it. It makes me feel like I didn't wash it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Even though you did. Right. If you just let it air dry,
air dry is perfectly fine. In fact, air dry is better for your skin.
Do you keep it open? If you really want good skin,
the best thing to do is to not use a towel, to immediately, while you're still wet, grab some lotion and put that shit in while your body's still wet and then let it air dry.
I turn into a fucking microwave.
I don't get it. You get hot?
I start sweating. It's like, it doesn't matter.
Oh, because you're closing your pores up?
I don't know what happens.
Are you using petroleum jelly or lotion, nigga?
Just lotion, nigga. Some Jergens.
Some shea butter.
Just some Jergens.
What kind of fucking lotion are you? That cheap shit make you sweat, nigga.
Is Jergens
good
cheap?
Lotion lets your pores stay
What's
open.
What's good lotion?
Shea butter, like natural
Nivea.
Like what though? Natural. I do have some shea butter.
Like
too.
Go to the Sevenanda, like the health food store.
That shit melts when it's warm. That shit.
It just looks like it looks disgusting.
Well, the shea butter I have is like it was whipped shea butter, and then like on
it is like a chunk of shit in a plastic case.
No, not this. This is whipped.
It's yellow.
It looks like earwax.
Yeah, this is made from that.
So be honest. So I was about to
Is that white though? That I don't wash that? That's white. That's what they're saying in the Slack, that's a white thing.
It is.
No, I don't think it's white. It's fucking stupid. I think it's just weird.
I've known a lot of white girls and they didn't do that.
Well, okay, white girls.
I think women wash differently though.
Yeah, because they got parts that really stink.
You know what?
Women. What?
Yeah, because women got a whole bunch of shit.
Your
inside.
Parts stink just like my parts stink.
Yeah, no, women have to wash their tuna box.
Tuna. Wow. My box doesn't smell like tuna.
Hey, tuna box. Yeah.
He doesn't really like women, guys.
He hates women.
He's calling it a tuna box.
That's why he's jacking off the sand. So,
just like women farts stink more because they got different internals.
Nah.
Period farts smell worse than any. Period farts smell worse than any nigga fart.
What if you get that combo queef fart?
I don't know. Do queefs stink?
Queefs don't stink.
No, like when they laughing and they fart and queef at the same time, it's two different sounds.
What's that?
Yeah, but it's sound.
You
it's
don't
sound.
Fart.
No, and then
no,
it
no,
ain't,
no, no,
it ain't. Well, maybe it's like farting underwater, bro.
You don't fart and queef.
Why not?
You fart, but then the fart rolls up to the front. It doesn't. The air doesn't come out of the cootie cat. It comes out of the butt. It rolls, and that's the worst feeling of your life.
It's like when you got an air bubble trapped underneath the water, and it just
because you feel like germs are getting in your vagina.
No double dipping, huh?
What's that?
Ask the coochie.
Oh no! You can't.
That's
do that.
Why she got. A
why
tuna
do you
box?
Care, Jason?
I do care. But I was about to get ready to say that. Be honest, not washing your legs and your arms and shit like that is equivalent to a nigga saying that it's. He brushed his teeth, but he didn't floss it.
No, it's not.
You know what I'm saying? Your mouth is really not
clean.
No, it's
not.
You know what I'm saying? You ever smell somebody?
It would be the other way around.
Yeah.
I floss, but don't brush. It'd be that way.
You ever smell somebody, breath that smell really, really fucking
bad? Is
that
better?
Kit.
It's not better. It's I'm trying to make a better equivalency to what he's trying to say I do.
Because he's washing the in-betweens. And
I'm getting the parts that are most important. Like the food that gets caught between your teeth is far more important than the plaque that's on the outside of your teeth.
Both of them important to me. Because I feel like...
gum disease is worse than tooth plaque on your teeth, I think.
They both are goddamn even to me.
Have you? So you asked the question. Have you ever seen anybody, somebody with real bad breath or whatever?
Yes. I think so.
He had a story.
No. So like when I brush my teeth, right? Mm-hmm. If I don't floss, I can tell the difference in my breath, right? You know what I'm saying? It seems like it's more fresh when you floss, right? You know, and if you don't, it's just like a fucking still bad smell, like something is sitting in there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And like, you have to. And it's just like when you washing, you know, I don't feel like I'm clean if I don't wash my arms, my legs, and just, I'm just skipping shit. I'm like, I just don't feel like I'm clean.
I was just saying, oh my God, Jason's movie is so amazing.
Yeah, well, who gives a fuck?
Great. I'm just saying.
I'm good.
You got to wash me. You're not that clean, though. Kid says you're clean.
No, he
yeah,
is.
Evidently, you skipping my nigga.
Well, you smelled his ass secondhand.
How does my asshole smell, Jason? Well, you smelled it. You sniffed it for a while.
Could you smell anything?
Look, you still sniffing it.
Yeah, smell
how does my asshole smell?
Smell like shit.
Really? You smiling, though? Yeah, why are you smiling?
I ain't even smiling.
You were smiling at first.
Weird.
Yeah, he had a weird...
If you don't wash your ass and your arms, it's like you flipping your drawers around from the ass to the front and talking about, you know what I'm saying, because the ass is more important where the shit it be hit. Mm. So you, you know,
so look, like that. I'm going to move on.
Thank you.
I'm going to move on. Hey, look, though.
God bless you.
I thought you guys would have had more.
For what?
For 500. Like, y'all didn't plan anything at all? Nothing?
Well, I'm ready. Y'all got the alcohol, right? Let's get it
No,
in.
No. I'm saying, like, y'all didn't have something, like, anything planned.
Strippers?
So what did you have set up for 500, since it's 500, Jay Smooth? What have you been working on since episode 400 for today? Did you plan a party? A podcast party?
It was in the making. But, you know what I'm saying?
Did you plan something? I mean, I was waiting. We're 20 minutes in now. I thought by now y'all would have surprised me with, be honest, look what we did. Nothing?
I thought I did.
I mean, you
get?
I did.
What'd you get?
No, I just thought I surprised you for 500.
Hello,
I
thought I surprised you here,
for 500.
We're here.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know.
I even offered a drink.
You offered to drink?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means.
I have alcohol.
Just do it. See? Ain't no party like a
kid party.
You're right. Come on.
No, like legit. I got a lot of it. So well, just let me know.
Well, yeah, no.
Because we were going through duty free and I was like, nah, yeah, I'm actually quite good.
Oh, shit. Let's come on. Let's, did you guys get any of that exotic shit like white Hennessy?
No.
For what?
I don't know. I just
that should actually taste kind of gross. Have you ever had that before?
Nope. I just like clear liquor.
So, kid, tell us about
opportunity to drink Hennessy.
Tell us about Death Island. I want to know how did it go. I see that you guys came back with your kidneys, and you don't look like you had any surgical scars.
Kidneys.
That's not what's going on.
How would you know if we had surgical scars?
Well, she looks like, you know, when she walked in, she looked like normal. She didn't have a limp or anything.
They're not harvesting organs over there.
Be honest, they look no more skinnier. You know what I'm saying? So I figured I
lost weight actually.
Did you?
Yeah, like 6 pounds.
Oh, nigga, that's
hot. That's as motherfather over there.
I lost like 6 pounds. <Yeah. laughs>
I mean, like when? Out there or since?
No, when I got back, I weighed myself. I was 6 pounds lighter.
Yeah, that's it.
That was good. I'm telling you.
That was quick, though.
It's hot.
A few days.
Is that what it is?
Is it dry?
You're just sweating the whole time. And the ocean breeze makes you feel cool, so you don't realize that you're just constantly
degrees.
Sweating.
Okay.
So it's 90 degrees, but it felt like 100, but you were so comfortable.
It's what?
And the nigga still ain't washing his legs.
Is that water warm, too?
It was warm-ish. It was warm-ish.
You mean like the ocean?
Well, not all the oceans are like that, so... Again, my first experience with that shit had me fucked up. I really thought global warming was here and we...
Where did you go?
That was Jacksonville.
No, Miami water is hot.
Yeah, see, that's where I'm going. See, and I've never experienced...
You've never been to Miami.
None of these things are true. The Miami water is not hot.
Bro, Miami water feels like a bathtub.
So be honest, there's no secret. I mean, all I want to know was the bitch is fine. Over there, you know, I had to keep it.
What'd you ask me?
So you know, I'm saying like when you went to Cali and you had your trip, I said, was the women over there beautiful?
Cali,
fine.
Cali?
You know what I'm saying? Cali? So I just keep the same energy. Be honest, was the bitches fine?
Ask Kit.
Kit, were they fucking fine over there?
They were regular.
What? These motherfuckers be hyping this shit up like the women over there is like bad as shit.
Who?
Like motherfuckers would be like, yo, you gotta go to the DR. Like motherfuckers that's been there, they be like, the women are so fucking beautiful, yada yada.
They were just regular.
There were some beautiful ones and there were some regular ones and there were some ugly ones.
Yeah, like really? They were just literally
like every
regular.
Fucking where else.
Just like a normal day.
People always love to make some shit be more exotic than it is. They're ugly bitches everywhere.
What's the people that were cleaning the room fine as fuck?
No, they were just regular people.
Really, I think they do that shit on purpose so don't nobody fuck the help. You know what I'm saying?
They were fuckable. What are you talking about?
Oh, were they? Any bitches?
No.
No, they were literally just normal. Regular some of them were old, people. Some of them were young, some of them probably, were...
And they got real asses. They ain't got... Well, they in the country where they doing asses.
I feel like there was a lot of no-acetals.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of the women were petite.
And they don't have any ass. It was just flat.
I don't know about that. They were just kind
of
petite.
I didn't see curves on a lot of them. It's like, okay, so you know, Dominicans are a mixture of black, white, and whatever the native Indian was there, right? Mm-hmm. So you know how some Mexican Indians and shit be
black,
having a flat
white, back? Oh, you mean like African?
White.
Yeah, like African and European.
African, European, and Spanish.
So here's the thing, right? It's a mixture. It's everything you can
African
think of
African and
there.
Spanish.
Here's the crazy part, right? You know, I was thinking about the fact that they almost didn't let me come back.
Oh my gosh. So he wasn't explaining this shit to you guys.
Hold on, wait a minute. So I'm telling you that before you say that, I'm saying that I thought about the shit. And what Dominicans are is a mixture of what I just said. African, European, and whatever that native Indian shit is.
Spanish,
right?
And
conquistadors.
Guess where Spain is?
It's in Europe. But I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to, because you said white first.
Well, Spaniards are white.
Okay,
they don't believe that, bro.
They're bullshit. Europeans.
No, they don't.
They come here, they do.
I'm sorry,
they
go
don't.
Ahead.
I've known some. And
Christopher Columbus thought he was what?
Spain.
Spanish.
White. He's from Portugal, anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
He just worked for Spain, huh?
I don't know. Here's the thing, right? Here's my thing, right? They didn't want to let me leave, and I guess Kit's going to tell us about that. But the thing I'm trying to get you out to realize is mixed people are not very different, especially the ones that have some type of Indian Native American blood as well, like myself. So I'm my dad is African or from African descent. My mother is European or from European descent. And of course, there's the Cherokee Indian that's in this area that's why I look like them, because they look like them.
Listen,
it's the same shit. I just don't speak Spanish.
See, now you understand when I had that master plan when everybody's like, oh, you date is white women. I was like, I was trying to convert the entire world to look Latino.
Dominicans.
Look, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, oh, okay. To look mulatto-ish.
Okay, kid, tell you a joke. What did I do? It wasn't a joke.
No, okay. Because on the show, I feel like you tried to downplay it.
What are you talking about?
I was explaining if you would just let me talk.
Okay, but you don't do the prequel. Just tell us what you're talking about.
Do you want to fight?
Yes.
Because I feel like, yep. So this nigga, Jay Smooth is getting an erection over there. You see him? I cannot stand Jay Smooth. Anyway, this man literally did not almost make it back because he was doing the most, being whatever he was being, trying to like be in control.
Explain being in control. What was okay, he trying to control
so
the itinerary?
On the way out, right? Uh-huh. So on the way out, we're at the airline, we're checking in or whatever. I'm talking to the lady, and so she
the way
takes,
out of the when we first get there, not the way out, the way out of the airport, so what she's trying to say.
Okay.
Going through customs, NDR.
Okay. that wasn't the story I was telling. I was talking about leaving DR, going back
home?
To yes. Okay. That's what I was talking about. Can I?
Yeah,
okay, great.
Do your thing.
So, God damn, I should have let this nigga over there. I need somebody to paint the house. but leaving out of the Dominican Republic.
Hold on a second. What's wrong with this one?
She needs somebody to paint the house. What, he a Dominican now or something like that? Didn't they get the help? Am I missing something or something? I guess, shit. Like, tell the story so I can get caught up. My brain is still back when the shit that y'all was about to leave out somewhere.
I knew it would be funny somewhere.
This man. So we're at the airport trying to leave Dominican Republic. And we get to the little airline thing. And I'm talking to the lady. And so she's like, okay. You know, she says my name. And she looks. And she's like, okay. She gets his passport. And she looks at him like. And I mean, like, the way I just stopped all dramatic like that.
Right.
Like, she was literally like, is this a real passport? So then she looks at him. And she looks. And she's like. Take off your hat. And he's just like, he lifts up his hat. You know, his hair is all messed up in there. And she's looking. Finally gives it back like, okay, you guys can go through or whatever. So he's like, man, like, maybe they think that I'm Dominican and that you're only doing the talking because you're trying to like sneak me out.
She was stressing me at the fucking ticket booth. We hadn't even got to TSA yet.
So I'm like, all right, great. So we go through the TSA line, right? And he's like, I'm a lead this time so that they can know that like, you know, I'm good. I'm just walking through whatever.
Right.
So we get, you know, in DR, TSA, they got guns. They got all of that. Like, so.
Like real guns, like out, yeah, like rifles like, and shit.
They got, we, at the toll booth, they got rifles. Like, it's not a joke. I was trying to take a picture, but we were driving too fast. But yeah, so we are at TSA and the guy is just sitting over there talking. And he's just, you know, hanging out. Ha, 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 ha. He grabs his passport, grabs my passport. Everything's good. Looks at the name on the passport. Looks at me. And he like, take off your hat. So literally, and he was in front this time. So it wasn't me. I didn't say anything. I was just quiet, just walking with him. So then we get through that and then we go inside through customs and literally the third lady stops. She picks the passport up and she's just like looking at the last name like.
I was surprised they didn't ask you to say a phrase.
And she just literally said, can you take off your hat? And I was like, oh my God. But yeah, coming in, he told y'all the story. The lady, she's sitting there. We're walking through. I give her my thing first. I'm doing my fingerprints at Custom and DR. And she's like, ¿Eres Dominicano? And he's like, yeah. And I look at him like, what? And this man literally is just like, I'm like, she just, he's like, I said yes already. Like, God, you know, like trying to tell me like, shut your ass up. And I'm like, bro, like she just asked you if you were Dominican. And he's like, no, she asked me if I was American. And I'm like, no, she
Dominicano,
didn't.
Americano, same shit, nigga.
I know the phrases sound similar.
I don't speak that yabba yabba shit, man.
But literally, the lady just looked at him and was just like, just flat out asked him like, ¿Eres Dominicano? And he like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God.
This shit feel like deja
vu. So then she gives me the paper. Like she takes the passport from him and she's looking. She's like, you got a Dominican face.
To
him.
To me, yeah.
She's like, your face is Dominican. And I'm like, oh God. Like, so we basically.
She wanted to fuck me.
She was going
to She was giving me that smirk.
What was she look like, though?
She was all right. She was kind of a little chunky, but she was cute.
She had ass on.
She was sitting down. But she wanted to fuck. You could tell she wanted to. Could you tell it?
No, she just kind of looked at him like, you don't know nothing, American.
She's like,
boy,
let me suck on your dick.
Wow, really? I don't think that's what she said.
He said it in Spanish.
So, yeah, man, what the fuck
you would have known then?
What the fuck is so different with your picture? Is your beard lower?
No, it's
like
his
that?
Face. Like, no, literally all the niggas in DR look like him.
Yeah.
Like, when I came out the bathroom in the airport, I had to look for him. And, like, he's my husband. And I came out and I was looking around like, what color shirt does he have on?
Don't be like Macaulay Culkin and grab the wrong nigga hand.
So if you go to the barbershop that I used to go to and shit before my hair went bald, you know what I'm saying? All of them, they don't look like him.
No, but in DR, it's just B, 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 B. And like when we went into the place, everything was cool until we went to the spa.
Oh. Well, tell us about the spa. What happened there? Soapy bath?
The lady was doing too fucking much. Okay? Well,
like towards B?
Just point blank. So we go in and it's raining.
Oh, so it's both y'all?
No, so it's raining when we get there. Like, it's drizzling. So I walk in and I'm like, you know, I just need to get the list. And of course, we're doing all of this in Spanish or whatever the case. Well, I am, because your boy only got sin hielo. He only got, like, Coke sin hielo. And that's pretty much what he said the whole trip. And
I said Coca-Cola. I said it the way they say it.
He was like, because every time I said, can I get, they were like, oh, what do you want to drink? And I'm like, for me, you know, agua al cafe. And I'm like, for him, I'm like, Coke sin hielo? And they're like, Coca-Cola? And I'm like, y'all got other Coke?
Because
every single person that I asked for Coke, they literally were like, Coca-Cola?
I bet you could have got some Coke. Yeah.
What the
I bet
fuck do we got, need Coke for?
I bet you could have
It was
some
already
Coke.
Hot as shit. So anyway, we go saying, to the
Coke
spa.
What Coke hot?
I don't know.
Drugs don't have shit to do with being hot.
We get sometimes to the spa and I'm like, so I'm like, yeah, I need the price. And she's just like, oh yeah, you know, it's raining. This would be like a perfect day to get a massage, like you and your husband. And I'm looking at this bitch, and she just keep looking outside, like, yeah, you know, this is so romantic. And I was like, nah, bitch,
what?
We're good. Yeah,
why the fuck you flinch out? What the problem was?
No, because she was doing too much.
What do you? Like, I still haven't heard it. What did she? What? Okay, can
she
we
say nothing?
It was the way she was saying it, and how she was just looking, because he didn't even come inside, and she was just looking, and I'm like, oh yeah, you can't even.
What?
Yeah, no.
She wasn't going to be the one doing it, probably.
She was hot and bothered like that?
I don't know what she was. She was doing too much.
But you felt something. Like,
I was feeling the vibes, and it was not cute.
Let me book my shit on Groupon. Okay, she wasn't cute. Go over there and fire that.
She wasn't cute?
I mean, she was cute, but it didn't matter. Like, She was kind of like a tall, like everybody's brown, got a cuteness, a brown skin.
Like everybody got a price. Every girl got a cuteness.
Because she had gotten a kid.
I wasn't thinking about it like that.
Yeah, see.
Because now that you think about it, because she had gotten it?
No.
I'm just telling you, you're everybody, so every woman's got a cuteness threshold of another woman. Like, oh, damn. What they say, I'd be gay for her.
I don't think she was that attractive. She wasn't like, you'd be gay for her.
There was nobody I saw the entire trip that was that attractive.
You might suck on a titty, right?
Come on, take it easy.
So kid, did y'all go by Death Hotel and see anybody pass out on the beach like
We drove past it. There was actually like a car broken down in front of it.
In front of what?
In front of the Bahia.
Motel Muerte.
And Ben, no, Punta too now.
Just thinking, now this nigga speaks Spanish. That Motel Muerte.
I'm telling you, he had the no ice down packed.
Like, yellow motherfucker.
And
that's
yellow.
Like, that's kind of like sand is almost like sands.
San Juan.
Like when you have sans in the script, it's without. So sin yellow is kind of like
it's
without
like
ice.
French?
No, sin, not sin.
Oh, sin yellow.
French is what you're talking about.
I have no idea what language. That shit comes pre-installed.
Yeah, it's French. But yes, sin is without. Con is with.
So the money that y'all spent over there, was it like, it was a very cheap?
We didn't spend money.
Oh, because it was all inclusive.
All inclusive.
Mm-hmm. So we tipped a lot, and we were kind of like the only ones tipping.
Nobody else tipped.
And it was weird because like we were just, you know, we ordered a drink at the bar and they
tipping
gave us tips.
Is fucking stupid anyway. We're giving the restaurants. No, no, Jamie Mac, that's not what I mean.
What do you mean? So you're saying you don't mean what you just said?
I'm saying that in America we have to because it's been a stupid.
Because the process.
Okay,
I agree.
We're basically taking the salary. We're taking the salary hit of the fucking owner of the restaurant.
Right.
What's the restaurant paying for?
Right.
They pay $2 for this fucking steak, charge you $30 for it.
It's worse out here,
and they don't even
though.
Pay their fucking people.
It's worse out here, though. I mean, in California, you know, they get fucking normal wages. Out here, you treat fucking service workers like fucking slaves.
I do?
Well, you as in the Royal U South.
So kid, what trip overall, 1 out of 10, what do you give it?
Because it was cut short by the fact that you didn't set the alarm.
Uh-oh. Somebody didn't set the alarm? Yeah. Y'all was late?
I think it was him. I think it was his fault. Like, even though he tried to blame me, I think it was his fault because he went to sleep last.
I want to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But you went to sleep last. And so I feel like the last person is the one that should do it.
I was doing a lot of shit. I was getting these shows ready to be put out because I put the whole week's shows out.
Hey. I'm not in this, man. I'm saying
for the listeners who are listening, I put the entire week, the rarest on this week was put out Saturday night before I got on the plane. I had to do all the goddamn shows. I had to wash all the goddamn clothes because there were clothes that were in the laundry room. The girls were going to be here. I didn't want to fuck the laundry room up and block it. So I tried to wash everything through and get it out and fold it and all that stuff. I did all that shit the night before, and I had to pack my own shit, plus walk the dogs. Nobody even helped me walk the dogs. She went to bed at normal fucking time.
Babe, did you set an alarm?
You were already knocked out.
But I'm saying you could have asked me, or
you
could have
knocked out.
But if it's a work day and I forget to set my alarm, you make sure my alarm for work is set?
No, I don't.
My nigga.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
All
right. You've dropped the ball.
I didn't drop the ball.
We missed a day of
that
vacation.
That was on you. So we spent the whole day in the airport. We missed vacation.
That's kind of fun,
that's
though, right?
That's bonding
airport
time.
Yeah, airport
bonding.
Bonding.
Oh. Yeah. Spending 6 hours in the airport is not bonding.
I heard it was 17.
No, that was
no,
the day.
No, the whole day.
The day was 17.
Oh.
You heard that.
I was talking to Beyonce. We had a conversation. He said, kid fucked up and then set the alarm. And then when you said.
That's what you said?
I did not say that.
Oh.
He said like that. I don't want to get him no whooping. He said Kit didn't set the alarm.
Yeah, so I feel like that kind of put a damper on the trip. But I feel like in general, it was great. Like the food was good. Like we had this steak one night that was just like No, it was a ribeye. And it was like perfect. Like the flavor, the... Ugh,
y'all should.
So
I told Beyonce when that nigga talked about that steak, I said, "Nigga, you ain't vacuum seal a couple of
that
them bitches and put on dry ice.
Perfect.
Bring them motherfuckers back.
Perfection." So the food was good.
That was a dog rib. That was dog rib.
It wasn't.
It was perfect. Whatever it was.
Yeah, I don't. I felt safe. I didn't feel like there was one moment where we were like, "Whoa," because we had a plan to drink only certain things, but then once we started tipping, then they started like
being
giving
nicer.
Us. So when we went back to breakfast the next day, and I said, you know, he would say his little phrase for what he wanted.
Right.
then they would come and bring a bottle of Coke instead of like the fountain.
Right.
Or, and so we were like, that kind of puts a wrench in the plans. And then we went to another place
where
I
tipped. Well, you want the bottle, right?
Well, the plastic bottle with the spinoff, so it's not as safe.
And it was already opened.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Because they're using it to like make other drinks or whatever.
But a fountain is like just... Just
but everybody drinks from the fountain. And so the plan was like, if they're going to kill everybody, then that's the water dead. That we want.
It's not like they're just dropping pills in there at the fountain. I think that what's happening, that whatever whoever's bottling this shit is bottling some poison shit. So like...
I think it's the manufacturer too.
Yeah, like whoever's putting the bottles in the room may have something to do with it.
It's like that shit like salmonella. So Dominican salmonella.
Salmonella.
Salmonella poison.
Salmonella. So like, is that like where you...
Salmonella? Is it salmonella?
It's salmonella.
Like salmon. Salmonella.
That's salmonella.
That,
salmonella.
That
it's salmonella. It's salmonella, J-Man. So they got salmonella in the DR. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Puerto a lot Rican, of chickens out there, right?
Puerto Rican shit.
Paint the house on that nigga.
For real. Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean? You motherfuckers losing me today. Like, I'm the fuck is this paint shit? Because kids say I need somebody to paint the house. Like,
well, you didn't see the fucking the shit. There's some shit that needs to be painted, bro.
The Sopranos?
Yeah.
I don't have cable.
Deja vu.
You don't have cable?
No.
You have a streaming service?
Channels.
Which?
No, nigga, I got an antenna.
Hey, but then you came back from one vacation and you went on another vacation?
What do you mean?
She went whitewater rafting.
That's a vacation, right?
If me not washing my legs and arms is white, whitewater rafting has to be a white thing.
And then I played cornhole and then made s'mores by a fire.
Oh, wait, you didn't tell them, how about that dick in the DR, though? How was that dick in the DR? You know what? There was a time.
What there was is a, happening?
No, there was a not brief at all.
Not brief.
No,
no, change it. There was a
long period.
Long period.
We
of time.
Went a to period eat, of time.
We went to eat one day. Kid disappears.
Mm-hmm.
15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Fuck you at
stomach problem.
No, that's what you're talking about. I went to the bathroom. No, nigga.
I had to poop.
You in no goddamn bathroom. Where'd you go?
I'm just telling the world.
There was a lot of gear shifting at the beginning.
Because I'm talking, like, I'm telling the world, like, hey, I went to breakfast and I had to poop. So I left the table. Jay Smooth,
you asked the wrong question. You asked her about the bitches in the DR. You should be asking her about the niggas. She disappeared for like 20.
Hold on, we already got that. I mean, put that down in my what we learned.
20 minutes and come back. Oh, yeah.
Everybody looked like B.
I had to use the bathroom. Right? She got confused. She got confused.
B.
What color shirt did he have on?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what you need to ask her about.
First of all, none of that was happening. So and sitting, the bathroom I'm was the right tape. There.
Nah, nigga, the bathroom was not right there.
You wonder where she
I'm
is.
I'm sitting at the table with like, myself for 20 minutes.
No, when I came back, he was like, what the fuck was that? And I'm like, right. I had to use the bathroom.
Nah,
like,
nigga, if you got to take a shit, you going to say, you going to make a gesture or say all, something before
no,
you leave,
it
right?
Happened when I got there.
It happened when I got there.
Where was the bartender at?
No, there was niggas everywhere. It was Dominican niggas everywhere. Like, and they fucking so nice too. They don't say hi. Look, they don't say hi to you. They put their hand over their heart.
And they say hola.
They put their hand over their fucking heart.
Like they said in Pledge of Allegiance.
And she just come on stock. Come on stock. Come on stock.
Just talk like, shit. That, yeah.
They like, excelente. Motherfucker. Everybody's fucking her.
Oh, yeah. They could.
Every No, it doesn't matter who you walk to. All these niggas,
is in perfect shape and shit.
I'm going to tell you right now. We had a rule. Like out in Cali, there's fucking card rooms everywhere, right? A lot of foreigners, especially Asian motherfuckers, right? But there's a rule at the table. English only, motherfucker.
Oh, no. See, she English, over there talking. They giggling and shit.
There's no way. English only, motherfuckers.
She's talking about, he said they just got the new coat.
He better say it in English.
They got the new coat. That's what he said. No,
so,
nigga.
I felt like that enhanced our experience because people were remembering. People were remembering my name.
Hey, look, rib for her pleasure.
So, people, like, when people go to breakfast, they would remember my name. You know what I mean? Like, they were really like, it was.
They don't remember my name.
Because you weren't talking.
But the neighbors know my name.
So, yeah, I mean, the hardest problem that we had on our trip probably the whole
hardest.
Time was just...
She said the hardest problem.
People spelling our name correctly. Like, I had to spell our names the whole time.
You
like, the
Starbucks?
Last name. No. Oh. Like, if you go, they will ask you, like, what's your last name? What room are you staying in? So, I would have to say.
Yeah, so that's what you need to be asking about the niggas, because that's where she disappeared at. And I was like, what the fuck?
You just sitting there chilling, huh?
Yeah, I was like, 20 minutes. Nigga, you said
it was not 20 minutes. And what made me feel better is that, like, I went in there, and you know how, like, you can tell when the bathroom just got cleaned and you're the first one to use it.
Yeah.
Because all the seats are up and there's still suds in the toilet and everything. So I was like, oh, yeah.
It was cool to squat and sit on it.
We had free text in the Dominican Republic. I didn't get a text. Hey, y'all,
I was occupied. And it was quick.
It was a quick hit.
She said, if somebody said in the boom boom room that quick. They're fond of those.
Hey, look, I'm trying not to be. I'm
Listen, I wish y'all could see Beata's face.
Y'all need to get in the Slack.
I don't find that shit quite funny at all.
You just got to get in the Slack so you can understand the jokes.
That's cool.
It wasn't like that. It was literally just the honest, you know.
She did say.
Shit. Hold on. Let me write that down. She said bathrooms were good enough to clean enough to fuck them.
Yo, I deadass did not say that.
Yo, this usually leads to punishment later, so. Protect your cervix,
don't
nigga.
Don't threaten me with a good
protect
time.
Protect your cervix. I gotta win it back.
It's fine.
Every time I go out, gotta prove my love.
Okay, so yeah, I guess we'll do some fatten up. Kit, you're welcome to be part of it if you'd like.
By the way, I just want to say, to set this motherfucking record straight.
Okay.
I was not trying to kill my husband.
That's what I said. And listen, sweet.
That's what you said.
Legitimately.
I'm glad you got that on the record, too.
Like, I booked this trip.
That'll go a long ways.
In April, before all of this shit happened.
Deadass. Yeah.
So legitimately,
it's been happening for over a year.
No, it wasn't. Members. All this stuff happened in May.
Not true.
And one thing happened last year.
Four things. It says it's 8 or 7 or 8 now. We just got the article today.
What four things? Just that one lady.
No.
There's been they put another article in Slack today. Another lady died last year.
And the prime minister tried to come out and say. Yeah, I think.
The prime minister's mind. There's been 40 million, and now these isolated incidents.
Please feel free.
8 in a year?
Please feel
free. Don't go to the Bahia, but I feel
it's not just the Bahia, my nigga.
But the Bahia's for real.
It's literally like,
how the fuck you go there if you don't, if you know what you know.
I think I thwarted her attempt.
You did not thwart any attempts.
By saying it on the show. She knew she was going to be in deep, deep shit if she came back with a dead husband.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, so, she definitely would have. I mean, that would have been the way you set that up.
I did this in advance.
If you don't come back,
I did this in advance. I realized that this was slick a Russian roulette because people are really dropping at a rate that's alarming, I would say. But it wasn't anything malicious. It was really just trying to get away. So I guess next time I'll check the death rates or something before we go. Like, what the fuck?
Hey,
people die every day. Like,
all the time.
Nah, man, not 8 in a year.
Okay, but I was saying that we should go to L.A. later this year. And how many people die in L.A. every day?
Yeah, but they're not traveling there and they stay at the same
Foreigners
house.
Foreigners die in L.A. every day, my nigga.
Yeah, but they're not traveling to the same house, my nigga.
Where people die?
No, they're not all dying in the same house.
Or the same beach.
But they're dying in the same neighborhoods.
It's
You're not going to Nipsey's.
10 million people
stay
in L.A.
Stay away from Nipsey's Memorial.
Oh, okay.
It's 10 million people in L.A. That's not the same thing.
It's 40 million people in D.R.
No. There are not 40 million
Last
people.
Last year, he said it was 40 million people that came.
Tourists who came.
All right, either
I
way.
Said since 2012.
I just wanted to set the record. The only reason I'm here is just to set the record straight that I wasn't really trying to kill you.
I don't think you said it straight.
Well, no, you know how you can set it straight? I went and looked in the liquor cabinet and I didn't find that.
Is that where you went out to?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You didn't find what?
The liquor you were talking about.
She hid it.
It's hidden.
So look, before you go though, Jason.
We went out of town. I wasn't trying to have my kids just drunk everywhere.
Are you playing this?
Sure.
Okay, so who's gonna put headphones on?
You're the fatten up, nigga. What are you talking about?
No. Nigga, you with that motherfucking rustler cowboy ass shirt on. Put the headphones on.
Oh, you
on.
Don't like it no more?
Jay Smooth.
Oh man, fuck.
No, Jay Smooth. You're ugly as fuck. You got it from Follies.
It's between you and Kit, Jay Smooth.
Oh, okay.
See? All you need is this nigga's fucking stinky doo-doo fingers to make you do something right. Oh, okay. All right.
I'm trying to see how my headphones work.
All right, okay. Is that what you're going to do again? You're going to do them? Cheap-ass bastards. Are they Raycons?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard about those. Are they pretty good?
Yeah.
Those are not Raycons.
Nigga, it's called Weepo.
It literally is.
It just is Weepo.
Let me take a picture of that for Slack.
All right. So we're going to play the game again where I tell you an artist and you have to sing a song.
I have
to recognize it.
Oh, you're going to do it.
All right? Oh,
fuck. I'm not good at this.
All right. So I have to sing as much as you can because I have to recognize it. All right. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye.
When I get that feeling, I want a sexual healing. Sexual
Healing. Okay, good. Can you be a little bit louder, though?
No,
okay.
I don't want Jay Smooth to cheat.
He's outside. He went outside.
All right.
Patti LaBelle.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, but oh, if only you knew how much I do. I can really sing, guys. I'm just playing. No. Well, but you know the song.
Okay, Isley Brothers.
Shit, how does that song go? Because I'm having specific songs that I want to sing.
Stop talking and sing, nigga.
Hello. Wait, well, I don't want to do that one.
No, just, yeah.
I don't know what that is anyway. Just go to something else.
Shoot, why is my brain doing this? Okay, don't do that, motherfucker, because all you said was good form. Okay, wait.
You knew what I was talking about, though, right?
Shit. Okay, skip it. I'm going to come back to that one.
Destiny's Child. Wow.
6 foot, dark skin. Damn, baby, you got me open. Your heart is so big.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you know that one?
Game over.
Okay.
All right, Boys to Men. Like
to the end of the road. And I can't let
you accept
go.
That one there, right?
Yeah.
All right, Isley Brothers. You might get 5 or 5, you get the Isley Brothers.
Shit.
Yes, that's kind of my
Can brother. I do Ron Isley by himself?
No.
Just do the... Oh.
Okay, so... why is this not coming? I can't think of the specific word for this chorus.
You got 5 seconds.
Don't do me like that.
No, come on. We got shit to do.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
You don't hear he fumbled
through
this shit.
I got this. Hold on. Why are these words not coming to my brain? Oh my gosh, this is so crazy. It's the one about like going out of space.
All right, no.
Going out of space.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
No. Is it Stairway to Heaven?
No, I wasn't going to do that one.
In Between the Sheets?
Oh, shit.
Come on, man. Are you
okay, can I do it now? Damn. Of course not. I could not do... Oh, fuck.
That's why I said all
of it. But you know,
okay,
like,
hey,
all
hey,
of my...
Okay.
Damn it.
All right, Jason, are you ready? So the game is, I give you an artist name, you sing as much of a song as you can to where I know what you're talking about, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye.
I need to know, too.
Marvin Gaye.
Sexual Healing.
No, you got to sing the song.
Get up.
Okay.
To it right. Watch out. We're going to do something.
Huh? I have no idea what he's talking about.
Baby.
Let me see. What's the Marvin Gaye song?
I'm just going to close my eyes and see if he can.
Marvin Gaye, hold on. Marvin Gaye. Shit. Marvin Gaye. God damn, B.
You could always say skip.
I'll come back to it now. Patti LaBelle. What's that song with that fat motherfucker song? Patty. Patty. Let me see. Patty! what the fuck? Patty saw some Disney shit too, but I'm trying to think of, fuck, be honest. God damn! And I be knowing,
What is that?
Let me come back to that. Let me see.
All right.
This is another B.
Isley Brothers.
Damn it. I done fucked off all of these artists and I can't get their songs.
Close your eyes.
Isley Brothers. Shit ain't shit coming to mind, be honest. Fuck, keep going. Let me see.
Destiny's Child.
Fuck. Destiny's Child.
You haven't gotten one of these yet, man.
Be honest, God damn.
You should be able to get this one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cheat. You ain't cheat for me, motherfucker.
He's no struggling.
Cheating. No cheating.
If this nigga bombs,
that wasn't helpful at all. Maybe.
So didn't Destiny's Child sing?
I don't know.
Put a ring on it.
Sing it.
No, they ain't did.
Okay, you ready to move on? Boys to Men.
To the end of the road.
Now you have to pick a different one.
No, he doesn't. But you got to sing more than just the one.
How do we know he's not cheating?
Because I mean, just sing more than the chorus.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
I knew he had another one.
To yesterday.
All right, we're going to go quick through these. Marvin Gaye, you got one or not?
Wake up. Baby. Sexual healing.
Sing
sexual healing.
No, I don't accept that.
I don't accept that at all.
Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle. Fuck. Give me a title of a song and I'll sing it.
Wow. No.
No. I mean, I'll give you a title, but you're not going to get credit for it.
Okay, let me say.
If only you knew.
I don't know that shit.
Wow.
Respect.
Wow. Respect? She's on respect?
No, that was
That's Rita.
All right, Ozzy Brothers.
I can't get that.
That's the one you should know out of all of them.
Right.
The Ozzy Brothers, my nigga?
I could have used the song, but I thought it was him by himself.
Doesn't matter.
Sucks.
You didn't get it. Just stop it.
Ozzy Brothers.
Oh, my God.
Be honest, fuck, man.
Destiny's Child, nothing?
I can't think of nothing for them motherfuckers either.
No.
Wow. Go ahead, J-Mac. Let me hear you, J-Mac.
It's that jelly, man.
Okay.
Bootylicious.
Kit got four of them. She only missed Ozzy Brothers.
I was thinking Voyage to Atlantis.
So what?
And I couldn't get the
words. Talking
about
Patti LaBelle?
No, Ozzy Brothers. I could use Contagious.
So what? What I'm trying to say is that if you don't get in the trivia, it don't matter if you get it later.
Yeah. So
ain't no points for later.
Go ahead. So Kit, let me. So I didn't get. I bombed on this shit too.
I'm watching just you. I'm here.
No, we can't play that. We can't play that.
That's that real.
Oh, they'll pull the show down, right? For that.
Yeah. If we go anywhere public, we'll get pulled down.
So go ahead, Kit. What song? I fucked up big time. So, Kit, what songs you pick? I'm just curious.
So, Marvin Gaye, she did Sexual Healing. Did you do Sexual Healing?
I think so. I don't know.
What did you say for Sexual Healing? I'm just curious, Kit.
Sing it, Kit. Sing it, Kit.
When I get that feeling, I want a sexual healing. Sexual healing.
Patti LaBelle, what'd you sing?
If Only You Knew.
Say, how'd that go?
Only you knew how much I do love you.
That's all the effort you get, bro.
I'm just
she did better when she
Destiny's Child, she did Game Over. Boys and Men, she did End of the Road. Only one she didn't get was Ozzy Brothers. Anyway, all right, another
Kit, I fucked up, Kit. Good job, sis.
Kit, we appreciate you coming through.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Rachel Dolezal or you want to just pass on that?
About her whack ass, wannabe ass, gay ass.
Is she not gay?
She's not gay. She said bye.
She bye. Rachel Dolezal is
Rachel Dolezal is not like interesting to me.
What do you mean? Whoa.
She can't lick pussy?
What is
probably
wrong? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? What is wrong with you people?
First of all, calm down.
Bisexual people are full of shit. Did you see the comments?
Yeah.
What comments?
Underneath the Twitter post.
I'm sure all
the
people that were like,
you're
like,
not
yeah.
one of us. No, they weren't accepting.
Oh, they were kicking her out?
Yeah, nobody.
So she can't fit in with the black people. She can't fit in with the gay people. She can't fit in with the bi people. They don't want her.
So the problem here is that motherfucking gay people and queers or whatever, always want some all include. We include everybody. Nope. We inclusive. They just, it's like.
I'm sure there were plenty of people who were agreeing with her. I'm saying.
There was more
every
there weren't.
Single comment.
But
there
why,
was
more there weren't. So is it because
why
of her?
Are bi people full of shit?
Because are you marginalized or not? If you're marginalized, don't marginalize somebody else. You pieces of shit.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that.
The comments.
And why are you saying you as if I'm in the group?
No, you listeners. You bisexual listeners who are talking shit about Rachel Dolezal also.
You didn't even want to flirt with the damn fucking what's her name. So he's definitely not talking about you.
Okay.
You're so straight.
You didn't. Wait a minute. He did. Why you roll your eyes like that, bro?
Because she's just so straight.
I didn't say that. I just was trying to ask you why you said I was in the group.
I didn't. I was saying you into my microphone.
Okay, go ahead. So, but what's wrong with being bi? Or like, what's so full of shit about it?
No.
The people who are bi who are talking shit about Rachel.
Oh, so you're
Rachel.
Saying not people who are bi are full of shit. You're saying
full of shit.
Bi people are full of shit for pretending as if. Oh, we're gay or we're queer, so we are like all love. That's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying how dare you virtue signal for being marginalized and then marginalize someone who's saying they're one of you. Like, all you ever do is talk about equality and you want to be treated fairly and stop beating our asses because we're gay. And then somebody says that, hey, I'm kind of gay a little bit. You're like, nah, bitch, you ain't kind of gay. This is more bullshit. No, that's not how this works. If you're marginalized and you're crying about it, everybody, look, we deserve to be like this. And then somebody comes and says they are. And then you say, nah, you are different. You're what?
You don't think it's different if you feel like somebody's doing it for clout?
Who the fuck do you think is not doing it for clout? All these motherfucking gay, those motherfuckers who are out there talking
about, you think you take dick up your ass for clout?
No, no. Plenty of people silently take dick up their ass. Jay Smooth has never said anything about it.
He definitely don't do it for clout.
He's never.
What are you guys
doing
anything for clout? What are you guys talking about?
These motherfuckers talking that are virtue signaling about how progressive
always
they are.
Always got your
and
rainbow cloud up
and
or whatever.
And there's so many.
All those letters and shit. They're two Q's. How are there two Q's? What is the second Q?
Questioning.
Questioning.
There's two Q's. That's bullshit. That shit getting too long.
No, that's why they have plus now.
LGBTQ. That was as far as I would go.
No, no. It's LGBTTQQIAAP.
It's two T's too? It's two I's?
And nigga add ABCDEFGHIJ.
And the P is for pedophile, isn't it?
Let's get to that. There's transgender. No, it's pansexual. Oh. There's transgender and transsexual.
There's a difference? You see what I'm saying?
Okay, I'll break it down. This is the whole list, right? So a transgender is a person who...
Nah, don't read the definition. Just tell me what all the letters are.
A gender identity differs from their, you know, assigned body. Sex. Transsexual is a outdated term that originated.
Outdated term.
But it's still in the list.
It's in the list.
It's
though.
Still in the
I
list.
I thought transsexual was like when you changed your shit.
Jason, what is transsexual? What's there's a transsexual and transgender?
I don't know. Both of them motherfuckers.
He just read the definition.
Yeah, they transition. One is outdated. It's like surfing the web. It's like surfing the web and browsing the web.
It's for people who have permanently changed their gender identity through surgery and or
it's like surfing the web and browsing the web. Those are the same thing.
It's like if you actually take the trip and you actually do something about it.
Go to DR and get it cut up. Get the stuff.
Oh, speaking of
yo,
DR, on
I
the
was
way
about
back,
to say,
on
they
the
had
way
a bunch
back,
of ladyboys?
No, I don't know about that. No. We were on a resort with a bunch of wealthy people. Here's the thing. On the way back, we were in the airport. So you know how they let the people in wheelchairs get on first?
Right.
So they'll put them towards the front of the line?
Right.
How about the line was 12 deep, my nigga? And how about only two of them were old people?
Everybody was bitches that just come back from surgery.
Oh. All the bitches sitting on pillow, big round pillows with the
whole donut. The donuts.
Yo, these bitches was in agony. I heard one girl on the plane like, oh, I'm in so much pain, but I got to get back. Like, no, bitch, stay in the DR and let that shit heal up.
Yo, you ain't supposed to be that cabin pressure and all that
and
shit.
And majority of them were coming back to Atlanta.
Yeah. Yep. We saw all the bitches in Atlanta airport.
All them bitches in Atlanta like, wow, really, guys? Like, everybody was getting their shit done. And
diaper
I'm like,
booty looking bitches.
Wondering why, you know, because you were saying you're in DR, you expect people to be like bootylicious.
Right.
No, but all of the American motherfuckers were coming back from DR like.
Full of silicone.
I wonder if Dr. J. Kerr is still in business.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's for people have a little bit more money and a little bit more sense.
Okay.
It's just like my Dr. Miami. He charges all, way more, right. But.
Well, he got a show.
Let's be clear. All these bitches were dusty.
Okay.
In my opinion.
The one girl with the really, really long hair, she wasn't that bad, but her butt looked disgusting.
The Latina?
Yeah.
She was that bad. Her dude had tattoos all over his face and shit.
No, her dude was garbage, but her butt just looked like it literally a diaper.
I'm glad you said that because I think we should do like, you know how, what's his name? What's the white guy on HBO?
Bill Maher.
How he has like new rules. Mm-hmm. I think we should have make like if we were able to make a new law. Like, I think one law that I would make is if you're all foreigners with tattoos on their face, they got to go. All illegal immigrants with face tats got to be immediately deported. Round them motherfuckers up like Gestapo.
Why?
What? Why?
Why?
First off, if you have a face tattoo, you have no hope. So you bring in your hopeless
ass. You're not the American dream.
You're not here for the American dream at all.
You're the American nightmare.
You're getting in trouble.
Yeah, this you're not helping. You're hurting for sure.
I'm not about to get a regular job.
Nah,
like,
my nigga.
Well, I mean, but what
nah, you gotta
in
go.
A field,
discriminating. Nah, I gotta go.
If you pick a
niggas
fruit.
Niggas with face tattoos ain't working
they
in the field.
They can't pick a fruit?
They'll pick your pocket. Niggas is not
my nigga.
Niggas with face tattoos are not. They're not about no regular work life. I want a face tattoo.
Come on,
he
man.
Said maybe they'll pick your pocket.
Maybe around the neck collar. That's about as high as you can get and stay, right. My nigga. But you can get one of them collars that I can hide.
So behind your ear, no.
Now once on you your, get on your once
knuckles.
You get to the
what about
shit,
knuckles.
Nope.
Yeah, cause see a lot of
XIV and all them motherfuckers.
No, a lot of niggas had the knuckle shit. Then went to prison and they got out and now they trying to find a new life.
No, nigga. If
south of the border.
If you went to prison, you got to go. As soon as you come out, you got
to
go home.
So everybody went to prison, got to go home?
If you're an illegal, you got to go.
Okay, so people who are legal, though, they're good.
If you're legal, then you could face tattoo. You could be real American. But you can't be real American and illegal, nigga.
I don't know if face tattoos are American.
Well, for American thug niggas, you know what I mean? That's the thing now.
Right.
That's becoming very American. Like, okay. I saw a nigga in Ross. He was probably 16 with his mom. Nigga had at least 3 face tats.
Yeah, he's Whack. Dumb. His life is... The sad part, his life is really chosen for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be a rapper.
You could...
That's it.
I guess. Your life Good luck with that one.
Yeah.
But if you I mean, you, I guess you could do that. I guess you could do construction, or if you're a tattoo artist yourself, mm-hmm. you know what right. I mean? You could get wild like that.
One of my kids mushroom. Had a friend, her mom was a tattoo artist, and that lady had, I mean, her entire face was just like covered up with these random cut and paste tattoos, and it was like, what the crap?
I actually seen one. You know, I've been waiting for this generation of, you know, mad tattooers to get old, and I saw this bitch in the Kroger, and I tried to get a picture of her. She is at least 65, close to 70, sleeved white lady, and her shit looked just like it just blobbed all together. Like, you could see it looked like a Picasso. The shit was not, I don't know what it looked like when it started, but the shit was all abstract now, and I was just like, that's bad.
But you know, though, if you're 70 years old, only you got to worry about is the fact that your tattoos bled together, you might have had a good life.
You might have, but you also might have lived, yeah, I guess. I mean,
she had enough money to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, but it was bad. She was flying. She had shorts and short sleeves.
So
she had it all.
So she's still loving it, nigga. Oh, fuck you. You the nigga that's out there.
She's automatically kind of like interesting. Like, young people see her and they're like, oh man, what the fuck are you doing?
I bet she's seen some shit.
I bet she got some fire pussy.
No, pussy's fucking.
You are really doing a lot with this.
You can't unwind that.
What do you mean?
Nah, it hurt the way you.
It's time we peace kid out of here.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Well, hold on. What are you looking at?
I can't even talk about fucking a 75-year-old like
you. Nah, like, you really been like, oh, what are... Okay, let me go. All right. Y'all be good.
Adios.
That's cute. Thin yellow, motherfucker.
can I get some alcohol?
Hasta luego.
Con yellow.
Chinga tu madre.
Why am I getting punished?
That's your friend.
I don't even like this guy.
See you later.
I don't even like him. I'm just here for the interview because I have to.
Interview.
Hey, can I get some of Drake?
Anyway. Damn.
Yeah. QQ, so there's queer and questioning. I is for intersex. You didn't know nothing about that, huh?
Intersex?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means still.
An individual whose sexual autonomy or chromosomes do not fit the traditional markers, or like a hermaphrodite.
So you're not fucking a 75-year-old fully tattooed bitch?
Mm.
Just for the novelty of it, right? I mean, you're not married. You're single.
Right. No. Yeah. They're definitely talking as a single. Anytime I talk like that, of course.
But I mean, I feel like I have to say it because kid jumped out the window.
Okay. We're going to have to work our way up there.
Nah, man.
She can suck the dick.
You know how many fucking Hell's Angels she's probably fucked?
That's what I'm saying.
She got skills, man.
That's what I'm saying. I need to see who that mouth do first.
What, Jay Smooth?
That's too old, my nigga.
Nigga, you
old.
Done fucked
nah.
some...
I didn't, be it's honest, not the too
oldest,
old.
The oldest I ever fucked before
was 40 was or 50 when you were like 20.
50.
But you were like 20.
Check this out.
51, that's it. My nigga. See, our pussy still was young. She has some youth... To her pussy still.
They got a group in here that's called Allies, so you don't even have to be gay.
Allies, yeah.
You ain't gotta be gay.
You're just somebody who's willing to just...
You just support.
Pump a fist.
Right, you go to the parades and you wear your rainbow, but you're not gay.
You're just pumping a fist.
Because you're supporting your homeboys and homegirls and shit like that.
Would you consider yourself an ally, Jay Smooth?
I support some people. I mean, you know, I know people.
Yeah, I would consider myself to be an ally, honestly. Right. Yeah. Aren't we all allies?
He
was scared to say
it. His homophobic ass.
So, J-Man, let me
asexual.
Ask
you. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah. I know what that is.
I heard of people say that.
What do you think that is, J-Smooth?
Asexual, where people, they just care about themselves.
No, they don't have. They're not sexual at all.
They don't. They don't fuck at all. They don't have any attraction or desire to any group of people. They just want to be. Yeah.
They don't do shit. They don't fuck.
An individual who generally does not feel sexual desire or attraction to any group of people. It is not the same as celibacy, as it. You know,
they don't have any desire. It's not celibacy is withholding,
right?
And like restricting your.
They don't care.
Like, you want to fuck, but you're just not going to do it.
Right.
You're saving yourself, or you're...
Asexual.
Asexual.
Asexual, like, is no desire. Just,
I knew one person that was like that.
What?
One chick.
Never met a chick like that. That would be my Mount Everest.
I only ever met anybody. But what saddens me about this list, though, is that they put Ally on there. That's saddening to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not part of LGBT.
Right.
Don't put me in that shit. Right. I feel like I'm an ally. Right. I don't hate gay people. I don't hate transsexuals. Hey, more power to you. What I don't like is you force me to call you something. That's all I hate. But I'm not part of the community because I support your want or your desire to be that.
Right.
Don't put me in your fucking bucket.
They had to drop a catch all in there. So
nah, fuck
like
that. Don't
that,
catch me,
that
nigga.
Catch all.
Don't catch me with your
that's
gay
just
ass.
Just too many. So, I wonder why they had a plus at the end of the queue now, but now I see because it just fucking goes
so
on.
So let me ask a question. So they gave Rachel whatever her name is
Dolezal
help because of who she is. Probably you
no,
think
she said she wanted to be bi. She said she is bisexual.
She said she don't say it a lot, but you know she's definitely a bisexual.
So they said, I would man, I'd have a threesome with Rachel.
So they saying that she's just an attention seeker and shit like that.
Right.
So
they're saying she's attention.
If Alo says she was down, Rachel Dolezal out. Get it. And I pulled them fake braids right out of her hair.
They might not be fake anymore.
They may not.
She
may
agree that shit. It's been a few years.
But she's roster now.
I don't care. What?
Roster. And that braids.
Did she change her name to Rachel X?
Rasta.
Roster. Rasta. Same thing.
No, it's not.
Tomato.
No, there's still the in all of any of the words.
Rastafarian. It's short for Rastafarian.
Yeah.
Look, though, did she change her name to Rachel X, I thought?
I don't know. I'm cool with that.
What are people so mad about?
They just don't like
as
her.
But everybody's a fucking attention whore. All these same people, I guarantee if you go through their Twitter feed.
Uh-oh.
What?
I feel I'm about to piss some people off.
All these people, if you go through their Twitter feed or their IG feed, I guarantee they're taking 1,000 selfies. Oh, it's me at the beach because you know how we do it big. Motherfucker, y'all are all being Rachel Dolezal. The only difference is that you're not saying you're a different race.
I got a question.
What?
Who do you say has done more for black people?
Between?
Rachel Dolezal and Nipsey Hussle.
Rachel Dolezal.
Come on. It is not even close.
It's not even
And you hate this bitch. Come on, man.
I don't hate her.
No, not you. I'm just talking about black people.
Yeah.
You guys hate this bitch.
No, to be fair, this nigga just bought a dirty ass shopping plaza. Honestly, if it weren't for his store, it'd be a place that you wouldn't enjoy going to.
Man.
It'd be a place you go to because you have to.
Rachel Dolezal was the prez, right?
Right.
She was the director, the leader.
They said something like Nipsey has created 10,000 jobs. Where?
That's digging math, bro. That's ghetto math. You need two warrants if you got two locks. Shit just changes when you get it. Just make up some shit.
10,000 people worked in the Marathon store? Come the fuck out of here, man.
They all part time.
He did not create no 10,000 jobs. Rachel Dolezal.
The nigga that cleans cars out in the parking lot, he washes cars, he got him employed too.
I'd be willing to say Rachel cares more about black people than Nipsey cares. Nipsey was kind of self serving too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't hear Rachel saying anything about herself. She wants to be famous.
Except for she says she's bi. I'm down with that.
But that's loving. That's open. Yeah. That's open arms. That's not just about her.
That's embracing. That's right.
That's inclusive.
That's very inclusive.
That means she's going to fuck Nipsey and Lauren.
Bam. That's a party.
You know what I'm saying? The marathon continues.
The marathon continues.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, listen, man. I've been down with Rachel since day one. I don't care. I don't care if you fake your way to helping black people.
Okay. So we're talking about people that aren't all the way black. Rachel Dolezal or Sean King. Who's done more for black people?
Who is Sean King?
Oh, God.
I'm not in the know. I'm sorry. Sean King is who?
You got Google.
I'm going to say Rachel, bro. I'm in Rachel's corner.
To me, Sean King just been a complainer.
I've been in Rachel's corner, you know, from day one when everybody was so flabbergasted that she was not what she claimed to be. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
That doesn't matter to
she
me.
She just jumping back.
Who cares?
I haven't seen her jump back the other side yet.
Nothing.
They keep talking about she's jumping back and forth. I haven't seen her jump yet.
She still got them braids.
What a bitch got to do.
Right.
To finally get some respect. She's willing to say she's bi. She's willing to say she's black. She was changing her name to X. She got them braids. She's on welfare. Like, what else do black people need her to do?
What do you want from
she
her?
She fuck niggas.
Right.
She got brown kids.
And this is the thing. You guys...
She tans. What the fuck else do you need from this woman?
What do you... And she's helped.
a lot of black people along the way.
And she's not doing anything more than you motherfuckers who are all on Instagram showing half your ass off to get attention. She's not even showing her ass. Yes, that's him. She's not even showing her ass.
Nope.
She's showing her
I think what happened is that she was successful. This is what I'm just, people going to be mad at me.
Okay.
More black people.
All right.
She was better at being black than most black people.
I agree.
And she, and people don't, black people can't deal with that. They're fucked up by that. How dare a fucking white lady come in and be better at being black than me? I've been black my whole life.
Right. Not good at it though.
Not good at it.
You're fucking sorry. You're bad. You're bad at black.
Yep. And she was pretty good at it. I mean, she's damn great at it, actually.
She got to the top of the NAACP.
She's great at it then, all right? I mean, like, just a...
exceptional.
Just, okay.
She's an exceptional woman. Exceptionally, what's that? Maya Angelou? Let's talk about her.
Exceptional woman of color. She's got some color to her now.
Exceptionally.
When she's out in the sun, she got some color to her.
Yeah, she got... So now, you good? Next move, you caught up?
No, I ain't caught up, but shit. That's just a nigga that just posts a lot of shit.
Not a nigga. Not a nigga.
He looked like he might be mixed, right? He may be from the DR.
So I mean, you know, drop an ounce of blood or whatever. I guess he's a nigga as much as I am, but whatever. So what's better than us coming up with the questions?
Sean King helping out the black community.
All right, let's see here, man. We got, you know what? We have another topic though. How are we gonna do this? Would you rather just save this, or how are we gonna do this?
We can save it
because the last question, yeah. Nonsense question.
Let's save it because we're at 116.
So let's just do the first three then.
All right. Honest, hold on, Rachel Dozier. Oh boy, they do look a little black when you look at their pictures online.
Rachel Dozier black enough to
she
me.
Looks black to me.
Like her mom, nipples like, is almost look like that.
I bet your areolas is brown.
I bet they are too.
Hey, look, it almost like when you see an interracial couple where the mom is black and the dad is white, where the kid more looks white than they do black. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So say for instance, they'd be more fair.
He said interracial couple.
So say for instance,
I don't know if the mom and dad makes a difference.
So when I've seen situations like that where the mom is black and the dad is white, the kid looks more white. They're like the father takes the dominance. You know.
Oh, okay.
Of that.
I have no possible. Idea what he's talking about. Hey, look, but I guess we know we could talk about since we got a few minutes.
Yeah,
we'll do the question nonsense on the premiere show. Right. But Central Park 5.
Oh no! Are you gonna go there?
You wanna wait that too? You wanna save that too?
I just want to talk about the what's the name? Or you want to put that in the second show?
Well, okay.
The motherfucking striking vipers.
But look at the last question, the nonsense question. Do you want to talk about the last question, the question nonsense, and then go into?
Yeah.
Okay. So read the last question, the nonsense question.
I know you have seen the Black Mirror episode with the striking viper. Spoiler alert: two men have virtual sex as a man and a woman. Is that very gay, kind of gay, or not gay at all?
That's just fucking weird.
So for
the husband, it wasn't very gay. It
was no, because he was fucking a woman.
It was slightly gay.
It was slightly gay because he knew the woman
was a woman's voice.
Yeah, that's true.
Like there was nothing.
And he was sticking his virtual dick into a virtual pussy.
Right. But he was the one who called for the meeting. He's the one who called for the meeting to see if it was real. Remember?
Yeah.
That was a little weird.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think
he wasn't sure because he was fucking a pussy the whole time.
Right.
So he was like,
Maybe it is something to it.
Look at Jason.
Jason was confused.
He was like, I don't understand because I don't feel gay. I'm fucking a beautiful Chinese woman.
Right.
But the other dude was fucking a Chinese dude the whole time.
The whole time. This nigga said he fucked a polar bear.
And he was enjoying it.
So what's the name of this? Shaking Viper?
Striking Viper's ex.
So the premise is they get this video game that's immersive as far as virtual reality.
You don't know what immersive means.
Where you could become the player. Not only do you become the player, you can feel the game. It's a fighting game.
It's a Street Fighter game.
Right. You get punched, you can feel it. You can feel all the sensations of what happens to you in the game. These niggas,
The best friend buys his friend, he goes to his birthday party, and buys him the game. It's like a little thing you put on your head, and it takes you into the game, you feel it or whatever.
Right, and in reality, you're just zonked out, eyes glossed over.
He's at his house, and the guy's at his house. So two separate houses. He sees them online, hey, you want to play? They start playing, they go into this world.
Like niggas in 2K.
Right. They go into this world and now they're the actual fighters. It's like virtual reality, but it's immersive, more immersive.
Right. And then so they start niggas getting his ass beat. Ba-da-da-da-da, and they're really fighting. And then all of a sudden, the friend, so the one guy is married, one guy is single. They all used to be roommates, the wife and husband and the single dude back in college.
These motherfuckers married, got kids. He out there playing the field, right? He's the chick. He showed up. I knew something was wrong. This bitch nigga showed up as a bitch. You want to fight as the girl? Now, don't get me wrong. I play Street Fighter, and I've been Cammy.
Chun-Li.
I've been Chun-Li. Not if I'm going to be them. Right. I'm not going to jump into a game where I am this bitch.
Right.
Nah, that's not going to happen.
I've never played 2K as the WNBA.
No. Yeah, that's not.
Or NBA Live or whatever it is. I've never played with the WNBA players.
And so dude kissed him, and then they ended the game, and he was freaked out. Like, what the fuck?
Does that mean he liked his best friend all along, or his friend all along?
Well, we don't know yet.
So check it out, though. It gets deeper, right? So he kissed him, and then they kind of stopped talking for a minute. They both weirded out, you know? And then they get back online, and then they play again, like, hey, you know, I can't be on long, you know, but we'll have a quick game.
That shit was weird, right? He's like, yeah, that shit was weird, man.
Yeah, I was drunk, you know? Yeah, he's like, me too. You're like, it was both fucking, we understand.
So they get in fighting stands and start bouncing like they're about to fight. And they just run up on each other and start fucking.
Just kissing and making out. And this nigga, then the bitch, the dude that's the Chinese bitch, straddling this nigga like doing the flat-legged squat and shitting on this nigga.
And apparently, in this immersive world, it's the best sex you've ever had in your life.
At least for this nigga, it was. For the dude that was the bitch. The dude that was the dude seemed like he could quit it.
He
gave up on it until his wife invited old boy to dinner.
That's because he was married, though, not because he didn't want to. It was obvious he wanted to be.
Oh,
there.
Right. No, because after a while, he was fucking. They were playing the game so much and fucking in the game.
He didn't even want pussy.
He wasn't fucking his wife. He wasn't giving his
wife.
We're
not telling this nigga the whole story.
So I'm going to watch this shit, but it's no spoiler. But that spoiler alert.
There's only three. There's only three episodes for the whole season.
This is spoiler alert, but you still be interested if you watched it.
Yeah.
It's really odd.
So let me say this. So that's, the motherfuckers are both gay. So the motherfuckers had a kind of infatuation for one another, seems like, and then they were able to be themselves.
Well, okay. Where the guy they're like friends. The so they care about each other because they're best friends.
Isn't that how relationships work out? Like your best of friends?
No, nigga. Stop looking at me. That is not how relationships work out, nigga. Like, we don't play ball, dude.
Aren't you best of friends with your wife?
Why you scooting away,
man? Your wives, aren't y'all best of friends?
Me and my wife are best friends, yes.
Not you.
No, I'm just joking. So I'm saying, and it goes off and them motherfuckers never addressed that, hey, man.
No, it didn't go off. They kept fucking. And fucking.
This nigga was barricading the door. Like, this nigga was fucking one time, and his son start kicking him, and he's like, what the fuck? And then all of a sudden, he comes, exit game, and his son's sitting there like, fucking,
yo,
I'm
man, make me a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, nigga, come on, stop fucking your...
So let me ask this question.
Uncle Bob.
So did them niggas ever come back and see each other
yes.
in real life?
He showed up
like,
to his house one day.
It was like,
and
I
was like,
you.
Yo, man, I need this, man.
Right.
I've been fucking polar bears, and he been fucking all the other animals in the game.
Right, he been fucking having threesomes and gangbangs in the game. He's
so
like,
which one have been having gangbangs?
The single dude. He's like, I fucked as a guy. I fucked as a girl. I fucked the polar bear in the game. I fucked everything in the game, bro. Nothing does it for me.
Not like you.
Except for you. Even when other motherfuckers.
Like, that's almost like. That's really gay.
He's really, really gay.
Right.
But then the other guy, though, he was fucking a woman. He decided, hey, man, let's go meet and see if this shit is real. And like.
So that's kind of gay.
That's gayer.
Because
he was in the clear. He could have just kept fucking pussy the whole time.
Right.
And been perfect. She sound like a bitch. She walk like a bitch. She fight like a bitch.
He knew she was. He knew it was his friend. He knew it was curious.
But the voice sounds like the character, not like the friend. So when he's hearing the character talk, it's a woman's voice. She has a pussy. He's fucking a pussy in the game. So he's at the whole time, he's doing some heterosexual shit with his friend that's a guy. However, He stops that shit like, I want to make sure this
shit
ain't
real. He's like, meet up, nigga. Because, again, this is after I've been hiatus. You come over to my fucking house and start whispering in my ear about how you need this.
Right.
Meet me at midnight
and let's
shit.
See if it's real.
And then so they meet, they fuck, and then he's like, fuck
this.
No,
they didn't fuck.
No, they didn't?
No, he's like, kiss me and we'll see. We'll know immediately.
No, but
if it's real.
Didn't they go to the room first?
No.
Yeah, they went
into
the
room.
So
this is, they real people. They do.
No, they met in real life.
Right.
And he's like, kiss, let's kiss and let's see if it's real. And so they kiss and like, nah, it's not real.
And then they started fighting. Which I thought they was going to start fucking.
And so they went to jail.
I thought they were going to start wrestling fucking. Like,
I didn't think that.
I thought they were going to grow all full Greco-Roman.
Nah, I didn't think none of that. So anyway, so the wife had to come bail him out. That's how they got caught. Let's stop there because I think your topic kind of goes into the next part.
Okay.
So... Is that gay? I think
that's gay.
I think that it's more gay for the married dude because he could have just been fucking pussy. He decided to make it real. The other guy didn't want it to be real. He just wanted to keep fucking in the game.
Right.
So that's like you wanting to know what a pussy feels like when it nuts. So that's no different actually to me. He's at the end, he turned out to be less gay.
Right.
He would rather fuck a real pussy in real life. But as a game, he'd rather have a pussy and get fucked. Because he wants to know what it feels like.
Right.
So you and him are very similar.
I thought about that as I was watching. No, I'm serious. I was serious. Thought about that. I was like,
so you
gonna
fuck the polar bear and all that?
No, I don't know about fuck the polar bear, but
if that would, that
would be a way to figure it out, right?
Right. You and J Smooth could totally
no,
get it.
No, no, no. There you go. No.
He went too far to NJ, man.
Nah, not Harley. Hey,
though. Well, not him, but who then?
Nah, that no, no.
Why are you baiting him? Why you look at him like that?
I don't play games.
Why you look at him like that?
I don't play games, so it couldn't be me. What friend of yours would you play that game with?
None.
Okay.
None. Not at all.
Okay.
But yeah, the fact that dude stopped. No, I think it definitely became gay, or maybe it was like he tried to describe it like porn to him, and right. I don't know. Oh well, then I do know. That people that have been addicted to porn where they jack off and masturbate so much that they don't have regular sex because they've exhausted all the ammunition. You know what I mean? They shot all the fucking bullets all day, and then it's time for fucking live fire. You ain't got it. So I have seen that. So maybe that was what. Because when he didn't want it, his girl was young and bad too.
Right.
Like, you don't want to fuck that, my nigga. You rather fuck your homeboy as a Chinese dude? And then the worst part about it, oh, never mind. Never mind. Because that goes into my topic.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I mean,
is this on Netflix? Yes, it's on Black Mirror. It's on Netflix.
But soon as
that's what this is called, Black Mirror.
It's a show. Season 5, episode 3 or something.
Because I started watching Black Mirror something before that.
Okay, irrelevant.
But yeah.
Details.
So...
Gay.
And I think the husband is more gay than the single dude, actually.
I don't know if there's levels to it, but they're definitely both really
I think
gay.
There's got to be levels to it.
But they're both really gay. Even though they're not actually physically fucking each other, and especially how it all ended, they became ultimately gay.
Prior to the... no,
you know how they have Ultimate Street Fighter?
The ending is...
they were ultimate gay. That shit was like...
I think in the... This is why I say the beginning...
Nitro.
The single dude was more gay.
Yeah.
Because
he was gay for dude.
In the end, before the revelation, the married guy was more gay because he wanted to feel real lips.
Right.
That's, come on, man.
Well, he kind of did. He just wanted to feel, he wanted to make sure it wasn't some real gay shit.
Nigga, you don't know you gay?
That's what he couldn't tell.
You don't know if you gay or not?
The virtual reality come had on, him fucked man. Up.
I know people say that shit like, you know, curious. No, man, come on. You don't know.
The virtual reality had him fucked up.
But like I guess he wouldn't be gay if he'd been bi, right?
No, yeah. You gay dudes are gay.
No, but no, I'm saying he still was married and it was fucking his wife.
No, nigga, you bi. That'd be bi, J-Mac.
No.
So gay takes...
There ain't no...
So 1%...
How are you going to tell a person they're not something they are?
What do you mean?
That's ignorant, man. Look at your list again. That's fucked up. I thought you were an ally.
J-Mac said 1% gay.
That doesn't mean that I don't fucking tell the truth.
That's not the truth. An ally would say that there are bi guys.
Mm-mm.
That's what an ally would say.
No, an ally say, once you suck a dick, you gay.
No, it's not. That's not what an ally would say.
You let another dick suck your dick, you gay.
An ally would be an ally to any one of those letters. B is one of those letters.
Read that again here. Ally. What does this say here? Typically a non-queer person who supports and advocates for the queer community.
Oh, wait a minute. Advocates. They threw me out the bucket again.
Supports and advocates for the queer community. An individual within the LGBTQ+ community can be an ally for another member that identifies differently.
So look, what does B say?
B is bi. Oh, okay.
Read it.
An individual attracted to people of their own and opposite gender.
Oh, there you go. Guys can be bi. Stop it.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
I am no longer an ally.
I'm sorry. I misread that. It says, a woman attracted to people of her own and opposite gender.
Okay.
That's what that says.
How do I go from being an ally to jumping right back out the bucket in one 45-minute period?
How did bisexual almost include guys? I don't know. Doesn't make any sense.
So get to your topic because we're at an hour and a half.
I thought we were done.
Well, how are we going? What about that? That topic? We're going to move that topic to the next show?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I mean, I guess if you want to hear the rest of that topic, because we're about to get into it on a premium show.
Yeah, because it gets crazier than that, y'all. And there's a level of a relationship that I want to discuss about it.
We got new premium subscribers. Appreciate you guys. Yes. Shout out to y'all. I'm not gonna say your name just in case you're hiding from your I don't know. Might be hiding.
Just hiding from whoever. Your PO.
Jay Smooth hiding.
Right.
You might be one of those letters. I don't know. But appreciate you guys signing up. And I guess you and the other people who are premium subscribers will get a chance to hear the rest of the show. What else we got, y'all? Anything else? 500. 500.
500, man. Congratulations, y'all. Can I get a drink around here?
Thank you for sticking in there with us.
A niggas can't toast 500? I mean, that's some bullshit. We should toast 500. That don't make no damn sense. Where the alcohol at?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to use it because I'm going to lose my leverage once we go to 501, so I'm trying to hold on as
you're
much.
You're
going to
lose your leverage?
Right, think, to get some drink up in here.
I think Kit put that shit away and she blamed it on that they was going out of town on a trip, but she realized that you're a freeloader.
This show just felt real familiar to me.
It did.
Like we'd done it before.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's virtual.
It's virtual?
Yeah, the virtual shit.
What do you mean?
Like, I was just.
But then at the same time, I feel like we haven't seen each other in such a long time.
What are you talking about virtual?
I was just talking about like fucking around, like the topic that you was talking about, like the feeling of the virtual was feeling real. It was just feeling real.
I'm going to leave you guys two alone and I'm going to try to see if I can find something.
Kind of like deja vu.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, it seems like it's been so long since it seemed like we ain't seen each other.
In a while. It's been a week.
Longer.
More than a week.
Yeah, just a week and a couple of days.
Listeners, we do appreciate you guys sticking so in with us to 500.
So much. Your boy Jay Smooth. I appreciate my smoothies, that those who are left out there and those who want to join, you know what I'm saying? But may be scared because ain't no telling what Jay Smooth might say out of his mouth. But you know what I'm saying? I just keep it real. I'm one of the realest ones on the show, though.
Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. And we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Make sure you tune in Friday for what we learn.
Smoothie Nation.
Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.